I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one. Staycation setup time. Can we say good morning to Viv?
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Viv. So we got the email, and it shows that you think that your boyfriend Mario is cheating after he says something to you in bed that made absolutely no sense in the heat of the moment.
Yes, I'm really confused about whether he's cheating on me or not, and I'd really like your advice.
I'm looking through the email, too, and I see that you've been together for 5 years. Now, if he said something to you in bed, is this just like a new nickname, or...?
No. So... to be honest with you, I'm not really good in bed, and I've always doubted, like, maybe, you know...
Wait, don't say that about yourself. No, she can. I mean, she's being honest. You're no good in bed, meaning that you don't enjoy it?
I'm just afraid that maybe I'm not as good as other people. Like, I'm not good enough. But I love him, and I try my best, and, you know, he's, like, into trying new things, and I just don't think I'm doing it well, and in the middle of it, I'll just tell him, like, I don't think I'm doing this well, and...
Just lay there, honey.
Shut up. Joey.
I think maybe he's cheating on me because you know what he said in bed? He slapped me on the ass and he said, I know how much you like that. And I've never said I like that. And he literally has never done that before.
So basically he's trying stuff and he's saying, I know how you like that. That could just be role playing though.
Yeah, totally.
It could be, but he said, I know how much you like that. And I've never said that.
That would be role playing, you know, just in case you can dress up as Incredible Hulk. I've never really been the Incredible Hulk, but if you're role playing...
Why would you?
He could have smacked this other girl's butt and she liked it.
Okay. You don't think it's just because he's bored?
I'm worried that he's bored. That's why I think maybe he's cheating on me.
And that makes sense.
I just like to make love and he likes to do a whole bunch of other things that I'm not good at.
Well, you know, love is a very multifaceted thing. Now, when it comes to the staycation setup, which is going to be us calling your man up, offering him the free romantic weekend stay and asking him who he wants to bring for it, I just want to know, we're wanting for him to say your name. Is there any other name you might suspect?
No, I have no idea.
Well, if he does pick another name, are you ending the relationship with him or are you going to work it out with these counselors available?
I'd like to work it out with him, but if I know he's cheating, I'm going to have to think about that.
Because, I mean, you've been together 5 years. That's a really long time. And if you think it's something that could just be fixed in the bedroom, maybe it is worth a try.
I want to know for sure.
You sound scared. Are you always like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to raise my voice and scare you or anything like that.
Very brave of you to call us.
Yeah, I really trust you guys.
Well, thank you, girl. We're going to help you out, all right? We've got counseling services on standby. We're going to find out what's going on with your man Mario with that staycation setup, okay?
Thanks, guys.
No problem. That's up next at the Morning Mess.
Staycation setup. We spoke to Viv and she let us know she has concerns her man Mario is cheating on her. She self-admitted that she's not the most experienced and adventurous person in the bedroom, as I guess her man of 5 years has been trying different things. But one in particular thing, Viv, he did that makes you question if he's being faithful. He actually had you in a situation where he kind of slapped you and said, I know how you like it like that, but you've never told him you like it like that.
Yes, he's never smacked me on the bum before.
We did mention maybe it's just role-playing, you know, maybe he's trying out something new, but that just doesn't sit right with you.
Yeah, and I want to know if he's cheating on me for sure.
Have you done the boxer test where he's taking a nap or taking a shower? You take a big whiff of his boxers to see if it smells like...
No.
Huh, Viv?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, we get off this phone conversation. Do the boxer test.
No.
Okay.
So we're going to call him, do the staycation setup first. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. We're going to ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Viv. Is that short for Vivian?
Yes.
Okay, if it's a Vivian, you're in the clear. If not, then the show is yours.
Are you ready, girl?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Mario?
Yeah, who's there?
Mario, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to add in a honeymoon package. And I was actually calling just to confirm some details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our winner.
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, you are. You're great. You're the winner. So if we just get you set up with your reservation, I have a few questions for you here. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend stay. Just need to get a review.
No, I'm not really interested. This kind of sounds like a scam. We're probably going to get sold something.
If I can just address some of your concerns, this truly is free. We are looking to get you to stay in exchange for a review on Google and Yelp. We have pretty flexible scheduling throughout the rest of the year.
Wait, so you're telling me is I get a free hotel stay and all I have to do is Google reviews, that's it?
That's right, Google and Yelp, and it's just for one weekend.
Sure, yeah, I'm down.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate your help. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start this off with a personalized note. This is going to be from you to your guest of honor. We have a chance here for you to put in a special note or a message for your guest. Do you have anything you'd like for it to say?
Yeah, I'd like it to say, for my sexy lady.
I can go ahead and put that in there. Now, my next question for you, Mario, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I do need your guest full name for us to continue.
Melanie.
Who's Melanie?
What?
Hey, Super Mario, we got to let you know that you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess. Your girl Viv is on the line.
Babe, what the f*** are you doing? I don't know if these people are trying to confuse you or whatever, but babe, don't listen to this. This is all bullshit.
No, I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to what you have to say about this.
Look, it's not like I like the girl or anything. It's just hooking up. I love you.
Wait a minute. You just openly admitted, right? You are cheating on Viv.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying it's both of our faults. She doesn't mean anything.
Why didn't she just tell me?
Down them stairs.
Stop!
I was so right the whole time. I was so right.
Yeah, you were.
But I don't think I want to be with you anymore.
Baby, come on. I mean, this is literally both of our faults.
Both of your
Wow.
It is. Listen, don't listen to these on the radio.
So, Super Mario, how long have you been seeing this girl on the side?
I don't know, a couple of months. I don't know.
How? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I love you. I love
you. No, you don't. You don't love me.
Yes, I do.
You need to,
okay?
You need to pack all your things. You know, by tonight, I'm going to stay at my sister's.
I need something on the side.
You're going to move out. Move out.
My heart belongs to you.
Oh, sir. No, it doesn't. Maybe the heart does, but you have other body parts in other places, and you need to get your life together. Now, Mario, we do have counseling services that we can offer for you, as well as you, Vivian. If that's what you're interested in, I mean, I know that right now you're saying you don't want to be together, but maybe you'll have second thoughts.
I don't even know what to think right now. I can't believe this is actually real.
Mario, you said it's both of your guys' fault. I get how it's yours because you can't keep it in your pants, but how the hell is Viv involved in this?
Our sex life is vanilla. It's boring.
It's racist.
Every time I bring it up, she just kind of placates and puts it off.
Then why didn't you just break up with her? Why didn't you just end the relationship and go see someone else?
Exactly. Why didn't you just break up with me?
I love you.
Does this other girl know about Viv?
No.
Wow. So you've been lying to everybody then. Vivian, I'm so sorry, girl. We are here for you. If you have anything else that you want to say to Mario, feel free to do so. But we're here for you.
F*** you.
You over it, Viv?
I'm over it.
All right. Super Mario, she's over it.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for f***ing up my life.
You're welcome. That'll be $5.99, please.
Stop
right
that.
Through. No?
We have a sale going on today.
Hey, Mario, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Viv.
Do you think it really was my fault, though?
Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. There's no way any of this was your fault.
The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. I will say that. We just got to practice a little bit.
Exactly.
I'm doing Kegels right now, just in case.
You are?
Yeah.
What?
We can. It's true.
Yep.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Hold on. I want to do it, too, girl.
Do it
are
us,
you
man.
Doing it with us?
Everyone, let's do it together.
Okay.
I'm doing it. Come
doing
on,
it?
Viv. Okay. Get your Kegel on.
You doing it? There you go. There you go. A little giggly. Giggle and make your butt jiggle. You doing it?
Yeah.
That's tight. All right. Well,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's really good that she's trying.
Oh, dear Lord.
Girl,
Joey.
Keep us posted on this next person in your life, okay, Viv? You'll be fine.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Let me just get you some counseling services, too, okay?
Okay.
After the set.
Six, really?
Seven.
I'm on 13. Eight.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get you your counseling services.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.